Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, March 15th. We got a lot of Google March car update to talk about. We have a lot of ranking changes, reported about three times this week. Google manual actions FAQs were released, Core Web Vital changes, and AI, local, Bing ads, other ads, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Wix. Wix Studio lets digital marketing agencies get all kinds of benefits Wix has to offer, from the best-in-class SEO capabilities to 99% uptime with added value and extensive client team management system baked right into the platform. So definitely check out Wix Studio. Thank you for sponsoring. Thanks for all you do. So on Saturday night a week ago, I reported on March, I think it was March 9th, that Google Core update has finally touched down. We saw some ranking changes for the first time in a significant way after they at Google announced the Google Core update and spam updates on March 5th. So we saw a lot of volatility then. So I reported about that. And then I reported about how there were some possible reversals and some ranking fluctuations, maybe to a different system, maybe it was the same system. Google said they're announcing that they, when they announced this, that their multiple systems and core updates are going to be released over multiple days, over multiple months, over weeks, over a course of 4 weeks or so. And so then on Monday, we reported about another thing where there may be early reversals, or maybe some other systems are dueling, like Glenn Gabe says, around the other systems. So on Monday, so we had one on Friday and Saturday of last week, a week ago from today. And then we had Monday, this past Monday, around March 12th, some other ranking fluctuations. And it seemed like some people said reversals. And then on Friday today, March 15th, we're also noticing more volatility starting to kick off right now. It's very early. I may have waited to go ahead and report about it tomorrow, but I think it's getting there. So we're definitely seeing some significant ranking changes over the past a week or so related to either the core update and likely the spam update, but probably more related to the core update and so forth. This is not to include the manual actions we saw 2 days or a day or 2 days after the actual March 5th announcement. This is related to the algorithmic changes over the past week or so. Google also released and announced an FAQ around pure spam manual actions. This is posted by Ryan T. from Google, who went over explaining what pure spam manual actions are, why do they exist, how to identify if you've been penalized, and some additional points on what steps to resolve a pure spam manual action and some other things to remember. So definitely take a look at that FAQ. It's pretty detailed, and I posted about it on March 14th, Thursday. Google also went ahead and updated the documentation around the page experience and core and vitals. On the understanding page experience in Google Search, that document was updated to specifically say that core and vitals are a ranking signal. But it also went on and said that trying to get a perfect score just for SEO reasons may not be the best use of the time. Let's not forget that John Mueller on LinkedIn said it's not going to really change your rankings. It used to not say anything about core and vitals being a ranking system, although historically Google did say that core and vitals was a ranking system. Then they said it wasn't, and they said it was, and they said it wasn't, and now they're saying it is again a ranking signal. Got it? And also, it went out and explained that core web vitals, John Mueller basically said, let me read to you, but it's not going to go ahead and make your site's rankings jump up if you go ahead and get really great scores. It's not going to make a huge difference. And Google also updated that the page experience is not a direct ranking factor at all. It's not even indirect. It's basically saying that the page experience is not a ranking signal, not even indirectly, but core web vitals are, although core web vitals are kind of part of page experience and so forth. In any event, Google updated several documentations around that. Google has also this week officially, we knew this was coming, that Google on March 12th replaced FID, first input delay, with INP, interaction to next paint, as a core web vital metric. This happened on March 12th, and it's done. And if you go to the page speed tools and you go to the Google Search Console and you look at those metrics, you'll see it's been replaced by INP. A lot of people are saying INP is harder to get better. I'm not sure. It seems to be fine for me. But in any event, again, this should have a very minimalist impact at all, if anything, on your rankings. Google updated its search quality raters guidelines last week, which I reported about, but they also went ahead and posted a little tidbit in there about what is the lowest EAT, what's the lowest of which they call quality types of pages? And one of that is basically saying when a site says they're using AI for some articles, but they don't specify which articles they're using AI for. In that case, that's classified as some of the lowest quality pages, and you can't trust any of the site because of it, according to the Google Search Quality Rater guidelines. Again, Search Quality Rater guidelines are not a specific ranking signal in Google, but it kind of tells you what Google's thinking about when it comes to their ranking signals. John Mueller then doubled down and said, if you're using AI for content, it may be a bad idea to double down on that. One person on Reddit basically said that he has 500 articles written by AI, and he's going to jump to 5,000 articles. That's the only thing he can come up with because his traffic dropped, and if he increases the number of articles, he'll rank for more pieces of content and so forth. And John Mueller said that's a bad idea. He said, instead of digging deeper, I look for ways to build something up. Maybe that means discarding the site and building up something for the long run. So don't go ahead and double up on your AI content now. It's a bad idea, according to John Mueller. Talking about John Mueller, his site was de-indexed this week for 24 hours. It seems to be something related to his robot.txt file, but it was pretty funny. On March 13th in the afternoon, the site command for John Mueller, johnmueller.com, went completely blank. John Mueller had fun with it. He kept kind of responding to people with these cryptic messages. And then he posted an explanation about his robot.txt file having some type of issue when it was so long, and it just kind of blew up. And that caused the site maybe to be de-indexed by Google because it thought it was reading a do not index and no index command, that where the Google bot was blocked. But then I guess he made some changes and it was fixed. In any event, it was back 24 hours later, and it's ranking again. So that was the saga, the fun, I guess, SEO news for this week around John Mueller's own website. Big Webmaster Tools may provide up to 24 months of data. Right now, it provides 6 months, but Fabrice Kendall from Microsoft Bing said that they may go ahead and add up to 24 months. Well, Google only has 16 months, so if they do that, they will beat Google on that. And also, Big Webmaster Tools launched, I reported about this last week, top SEO insights. And one of those insights, according to YOYAO on Twitter or X, said basically inadequate inbound links from high quality domains. Here's a screenshot of that. It's something like an SEO tool, a low grade SEO tool will tell you, like, you need to build better links from better quality domains, and Bing is actually telling you that, which is pretty funny as a top SEO insight. Bing bot now supports Broadly compression. Google has supported this for I think since 2018 or so, but now Bing is starting to roll that out. Fabrice Kendall announced this on Twitter or X this week, basically saying that it's starting to roll out for a subset of crawls, and it's going to go ahead and continue to do so. He said, BingBot now supports Broadly compression. We've enabled it on a small percentage of URLs crawled each day, and we'll gradually increase that traffic throughout the spring. And like I said, Google has supported it since 2020, actually. And that's been something they support. It's just such a more efficient way of crawling the web. Google's top stories now have this more context section, which is generated by AI. It'll basically summarize the top stories that it's showing you in AI, telling you this is what the actual context around these stories are, which is pretty interesting. This is spotted by Radu. Also spotted by Radu is Google's testing an image search result where it has a thumbs up to like the image. We've seen this on other images, but not in image search results. This is in the Google search app where you can actually thumbs up an image and it will actually go ahead and let you thumbs up it. This seems to be in the Google search app. I cannot replicate this myself, so it seems to be some type of test. Talking about tests, Google has been testing numerous local updates to local interfaces. A lot of this has to do with the DNA, the European changes, but you can see Google social media updates from Mike Blumenfeld and Claudia. There's lots and lots of changes here. Mike Blumenfeld covered other things around interface changes, around showing more rating stars and summaries, AI-generated answers in the search results, latest update cards, vertical expanded Google search maps, and so much more. There's lots of changes in Google Maps happening right now. We have a lot more to cover, but that's just some of those types of things that are happening. Google also, on the local reviews side, is showing photos related specifically to reviews and also photos related to other photos. This is spotted by Shaheem. It's very interesting. So there's a picture of vodka, like a vodka next to a review on that vodka, which is pretty interesting to see that. And also photos related to other photos that maybe the business has uploaded. So it's pretty cool to see that. Google also is testing on the hotel and restaurant search result listings website links. So you can actually go directly to the website of that provider as opposed to going to the Google Map result of that provider. This is spotted by Luke. Google Business Profiles is also showing bookable service buttons. So you can actually book now in the services tab. Google has bookable services for a while, but now if you click on the services button, it will let you book for individual services if it's enabled. This is spotted by Claudia as well. And Google Merchant Center, the product studio has released themed templates. And the first one is for St. Patrick's Day, which is a Sunday. Not sure how many people are going to use it now because it's just a couple days away, but they announced it late last night. And it's coming for Mother's Day, for spring, for Easter. So you can actually use themed templates to take your products and put them into those themes for that holiday, which is pretty cool. Here's some screenshots of that. Microsoft is testing launched a new Microsoft Advertising Console interface, which is much more slick, looks more like Google, they said, and it's faster and more efficient to use. I don't think Microsoft announced this, but this was spotted by Hannah. Nice find there. Microsoft also has released Copilot using GPT-4 Turbo. So Microsoft said they would be releasing this back in November. It took them several months, but it's finally live for all using Microsoft Copilot. If you're using Pro Copilot, you can actually toggle between Turbo and non-Turbo, and it was released this week and it's fully live. And for Microsoft Advertising Console, they actually implemented Copilot directly in there, so you can use Copilot to help you with support as well as creating ads for Microsoft Advertising. In any event, thank you so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name is Barry Schwartz, and the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. Everyone have a great, safe, healthy weekend, and I'll see you guys next. Again, thanks to Wix for sponsoring. Deeply appreciate it. Everyone, bye-bye.